Exclusive, investigation shows NIH funds 17 grants involving fetal tissue research. By Catherine Hamilton on September 9, 2025. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, is currently funding more than a dozen grants for research involving human fetal tissue, some of which are expected to be funded well into 2026, according to a new investigation. The Taxpayer Watchdog White Coat Waste Project, WCW, found that the nation's medical research agency is still actively funding 17 projects listed under the human fetal tissue category. Many projects which appear to have been greenlit by the Biden administration and are slated to continue through next year. The investigation, first obtained by Breitbart News, comes as Republicans work to include a measure in a spending bill for the 2026 fiscal year defunding research using human fetal tissue obtained in abortions. Taxpayers shouldn't be forced to foot the bill for nightmarish experiments that implant fingers, scalps, and other pieces of aborted human fetuses into lab animals, president and founder of WCW Anthony Bellotti told Breitbart News. Our latest investigation exposes how the NIH is still supporting these disturbing human fetal tissue experiments on animals. So we applaud Appropriations Chairman Tom Cole and Robert Aderholt for taking decisive action to cut this sickening spending set into motion by Dr. Fauci and other NIH bureaucrats, Bellotti continued. The solution to NIH's wasteful and abhorrent animal labs is simple: stop the money. Stop the madness. Read more, exclusive, White Coat Waste, Trump's NIH cuts grants for transgender experiments on animals. The 17 active grants received almost $22 million combined in the 2024 fiscal year, according to WCW, which describes itself as a bipartisan government watchdog whose mission is to expose and close the U.S. government's $20 billion animal testing business. WCW pointed out that many of the grants had funded experiments on animals implanted with body parts from aborted babies. An HIV-related experiment funded by one of the grants details implanting human fetal tissue into mice. Human fetal tissue was purchased from Advanced Bioscience Resources or CERCLA Allocation Services and was obtained without identifying information and did not require IRB approval for its use, reads the study approval section of the experiment. The study discusses how researchers constructed humanized bone marrow liver thymus, VLT, NSG mice, and notes how human fetal liver-derived CD34+ cells were purified by immunomagnetic separation. On the day of transplant, mice underwent transplantation of transduced CD34+ cells and liver and thymus tissue under the kidney capsule. The tissue was from the same donor as the CD34+ cells. Another experiment discusses how mice were used to generate humanized BLT mice and housed according to UCLA Humanized Mouse Core Laboratory procedures. Human fetal thymus and fetal liver were obtained from Advanced Bioscience Resources, ABR, the study reads. Fetal tissues were obtained without patient identifying information. Written informed consent was obtained from patients for the use of tissues for research purposes. Read more, American Horror Story. Feds pay for full-term aborted baby parts. During President Donald Trump's first term in 2019, he banned new funding for fetal tissue research and ended all in-house NIH research using the body parts of aborted babies. According to WCW, the policy did not cancel existing projects but ultimately correlated with a 50% decrease in NIH spending on fetal tissue to date. When the rapidly pro-abortion Biden administration took over in 2021, the NIH, under the authority of the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced its reversal of the Trump administration's decision to end taxpayer funding for experimental research that uses fetal tissue derived from aborted babies. After President Trump was re-elected for his second term, now HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. pledged at his Senate confirmation hearings to revive the ban. Breitbart News reached out to NIH through HHS asking about WCW's discoveries and if the agency plans to reinstate the ban from Trump's first term. The NIH told Breitbart News the agency will not renew the 17 contracts and is actively reviewing these matters. NIH takes this issue very seriously and remains committed to the highest ethical standards in research. The referenced grants, initiated under the Biden administration, will not be renewed, the NIH said in a statement via email. NIH is guided by a commitment to valuing human life and ensuring that federally funded research is conducted responsibly and transparently. We are actively reviewing these matters and will take all necessary steps to ensure our policies reflect that commitment. The NIH lays out its current policy on research related to human fetal tissue here. While waiting for regulatory action, Republican lawmakers are working on their entity fund research using human fetal tissue from abortions. On September 2, the House Appropriations Subcommittee that funds NIH advanced a spending bill, page 118-119, that reads, "None of the funds provided in this act may be used to conduct or support research using human fetal tissue if such tissue is obtained pursuant to an induced abortion." Representative Robert Onder, RMO, also introduced a bill in March, the Protecting Life and Integrity in Research Act of 2025, which similarly would prohibit the federal government from conducting or supporting any research involving human fetal tissue obtained from abortions. Representative Eli Crane, RAS, who serves on the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability and co-sponsored the bill, told Breitbart News, "We can't allow degenerate mad scientists to engage in this immoral behavior." During a February House Oversight Committee hearing, White Coat Waste revealed that Anthony Fauci approved funding for experiments in which tissue from aborted fetuses was implanted into lab rats to create humanized animals, Crane said. Although Fauci no longer holds his position, these horrific practices are still in place. I've co-sponsored Representative Bob Onder's Protecting Life and Integrity in Research Act of 2025, which would end taxpayer funding for these disgusting experiments. Editor's note: this story has been updated to include a statement from NIH. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.